Drinking and smoking.
Damn.
From the documentary. And they went to the two surviving band members and were told, screw off.
Yeah. Well, if they removed the smoking, the movie would be 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That or any of the toast and jam that was just all there for them to eat. Or, and then, man, I made a comment. Wendy and I were watching it the other night, and Lennon or Paul started talking about the Boy Scouts and things you couldn't do as a Boy Scout. I thought, this is on the Disney Channel,
Disney
man.
Disney Plus. No.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
And I just was like, wow, that's surreal. I'm watching this on a Disney thing, and they're talking about this. So, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess they didn't censor anything.
How about Billy Preston being on there so much and not saying a word?
I haven't gotten to his entrance yet. I haven't gotten to his appearance yet.
He doesn't say
a
lot of words.
Don't spoil
it. Doesn't say a lot of words.
Anyway, we are getting ready for a brand new edition of SRN News at the top. By the way, SRN is the Salem Radio Network, in case anybody should ask.
Salem is another cigarette.
I want to talk to you, if you're thinking about or considering, and you know, before you even have to make a decision, if you're just pondering putting your house on the market, let me recommend a call to Eddie Bader at 322-0662 and have him consult you on, you know, his take, because the man knows the market. Quick example. They last week had a couple of houses they put on the market. Both went under contract with multiple offers. They've got some new properties coming up in Prattville, and there's always something new. You want action. When you put your house on the market, you want action, you want interest, you want offers. And I can't tell you how many times this year Eddie and Pam Edwards from eXp Realty have closed at more than the asking price. It's just how good he is at what he does. It's all about energy, enthusiasm, passion, and the knowledge to know what can be done and how to show a house off so people will want to drive to it, look at it, and then consider purchasing it. It absolutely is better with Bader. And hey, to my fellow Arrowhead residents who've had houses on the market for months, I don't know what the problem is, but you might want to consider calling Eddie at 322-0662. Eddie Bader, Pam Edwards, eXp Realty.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
It's a minute past 7.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic really beginning to get busy all over the area this morning, but we have no real problems that are going to slow you down. We're seeing most of our congestion right now on Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, Northeast Boulevard. Taylor Road a bit busy, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. If you want to sell your vehicle, Reinhardt Used Car Super Center will give you a price on the spot. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, East Boulevard for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Isn't it a pain when your heating or cooling unit starts going bad? And there you are, limping along with that old system, hoping and praying it will hang in just a little longer. Don't go through that again. You can be comfortable all year round with a reliable, efficient Brian HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Brian product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Brian dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any plumbing issues you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all. Whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
We're here with David Little. And David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Look who just came in shopping for their Christmas needs. We've got Foster Gump and his friend Lieutenant Stan. What'd y'all find?
Well, David, we went down to Tucker Pecan and we found the most freshest pecans and candies we have ever seen. We have got local jellies, local jams, and we've got purses, we've got necklaces. I mean, it is a dream. And if we got family and friends back over in Greenbow that we want to send pecans and gifts to, and all we have to do is give you a name and address and you take care of the rest. And you know, Lieutenant Stan, he's over there in the ice cream cooler. I can't get him out of it. But if you need to go shopping, you come to Tucker Pecan, located in downtown Montgomery. Well, thank you for coming by, Foster. We can't wait to see you. Y'all come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
November 30th is Stay at Home Because You Are Well Day. Why stay home only when you're sick? Instead, enjoy the day and stay at home because you are well. But if your boss finds out, you'll be staying at home because you're, well, unemployed.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WPCG Tucson News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hey, it's news time.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
China, Russia, and Iran, the big three as far as British intelligence is concerned, identified by MI6, posing the biggest threats to the UK in a fast-changing, unstable world. The Omicron coronavirus variant has now been detected in at least 19 countries, with Japan and France among the latest. It has not been identified at this time in the U.S. Federal judge has blocked a Biden COVID vaccine mandate, one that would have affected healthcare workers in 10 states. President Biden due to address the ongoing supply chain crisis in a speech tomorrow, unless he abruptly cancels the address again, as he did yesterday. The speech was originally scheduled for yesterday afternoon. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 358 points. NASDAQ futures are off 83. More details at srnnews.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot.
Lightfoot Sings Christmas. And you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Pretty funny, isn't it? I never heard that before.
You know, he should make a Valentine's version.
Yeah, what a great idea. You're just using the same, the rectum of
right.
Ella Fitzgerald.
That's right. I watched yet another.
Did you call it the wreck of the Ella Fitzgerald?
No. No, actually, it was worse.
Oh.
The rectum of the
Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah. See, we used to relabel back in the ancient times in radio when everything was on a tape cartridge.
Yeah.
So we wrote parody titles on the bottom of, you know, the correct labels on the front. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. On the bottom it said The Rectum of Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh.
And they were all similarly, you know, juvenile. Yeah, you know, once in a while the boss would look at it and say,
what are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Except he was a guy. So I asked Mrs. Ritterbuttle, what would you like for Christmas? Being the practical woman that she is, I'm not making this up. So I want you to call these guys.
It's electric!
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Right, and I'll explain what it was that she wanted done in a second, but I do have our most electrifying story of the day.
Okay.
And once again, this is just lunacy, I say. The solution, and I think they're full of it, the solution to obesity and overconsumption of alcohol is to put calories on the label. This is their big idea.
It almost like what they're doing to, cigarette labels, right?
Yeah, except at least here they haven't started putting photos of cancer and tumors and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. First of all, I give you as evidence. Do we not understand from various news sources that we in America are obese as a rule, or overweight?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, guess what? They've been putting caloric labels on food for three decades.
More restaurants do that now.
Well, because the law makes them do that. Right. You can't just enjoy the food. You got to go through the guilt trip to get to it.
Right.
And it hasn't really changed anything. So why do they think that putting a label, look, here's my suggestion to the world in general this morning. If you want people to drink less to escape, stop scaring the crap out of everybody in the news every day.
Fat chance.
See what he did there? He said fat chance. We're talking about calorie labels on alcohol. That guy, if he wasn't so good at the weather, I'd book him into a club. Seriously. And on top of that, people who have an alcohol problem, they don't even know what the label is half the time.
No.
Much less stopping to say, you know, I better cut back on my calories here. This is a joke. You know, and it's expensive for restaurants to have to do that. It's, you know, the food industry.
But do you love that snapshot right there? His pants are unbuckled.
You have no idea how long I had to pose for that, too, to get it. The way I look. I just think it's silly putting caloric labels on booze.
Move over, keto. Now there's Beto. Booze imbibing, terminating obesity.
Instead of ordering margarita, which has over 700 calories, with Beto, I just do two shots of tequila. That's only 130 calories.
The Beto diet lets you lose weight by drinking alcoholic drinks with the lowest calories.
Rather than a Long Island iced tea, that's like 780 calories, I drink a vodka soda.
Just 133.
The Beto diet allows you to continue drinking away your miserable life while dropping pounds, so when you do fall over in a drunken stupor, you're not as big. So it's easier for your friends to lift your passed out body off the nightclub bathroom floor.
Beto is neato.
Beto's neato. I'm wasted, but I'm skinny.
So we're already hearing the word. It's just what we need. Here's a good idea. Let's have another lockdown. Let's keep everybody cooped up in their houses so there's nothing to do but drink.
As we said in the last hour, New York City is already going crazy.
Yeah.
Mask.
That's
and
because they're new governor.
I am Paul Blücher.
See the picture of Kathy Hochul? Yeah. She looks like Frau Blücher. Really does. This is a topic I have a little expertise on. This is not going to work. But what do I? I'm just a simple hawk show toast in Montgomery, Alabama, and nobody listens. Nobody that can change this listens to me anyway. I'm not Charlemagne the God or one of those important people. At 7:16, so I asked Roz, and she said, well, you know, I really want to kind of reconfigure our pantry. And it would help if we could move the outlet in that room to another spot. Would that be okay? Well, of course it's okay. Yeah. Mr. Electric will do the work. I can't exactly put that in a box and wrap it up. Mm-hmm. But if that's what you want, your wish is my command. Those are the kinds of things Mr. Electric can do inside and outside your house. And, of course, for free, you can get an inspection of your home, the wiring, fuse panel. And Eddie Bader recommends you do that every 2 to 3 years anyway, just as a safety precaution. But you get to meet these certified master electricians, so when you need them, you won't hesitate to call them. At 245-1566, 245-1566, or learn more at MrElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Ice on the windshields this morning, and there's going to be a quick recovery on the temperature. On this last day of November, look for sunshine to warm us up to about 68. By the way, the average high this time of the year is 66. Clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low 41. So we're done with freezes for a little while. This is the fifth freeze this morning of the month of November and of the season. Tomorrow and Thursday, the warming trend continues. Low 70s Wednesday, mid-70s on Thursday, and then Friday's high right around 75. Still dry, good bit of sunshine, risk of some showers by, let's say, late Sunday into Sunday night. Otherwise, we're dry and storm-free for several days. Right now, clear, 33. It's 7:18.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All right, coming up later in the hour, animal stories coming up in just a couple of minutes. Random facts with Jay, followed, as always, by our $10 food outlet pop quiz question. You want to preview any topics?
Oh, for the random facts here?
Yes.
Well, let's see. We will talk about the Red Cross.
Okay.
And World War II. We'll talk about a radio station.
Ooh.
In Germany.
What's wrong with the radio stations we got? We got eight of them here.
We have some music random facts. We'll go back to the Guinness Book of World Records, the Canadian Football League. We'll talk about the Roadrunners, the actual Roadrunners, the real Roadrunners. Yeah. John Candy as well. Interesting thing about John Candy we'll talk about.
Cool.
It's all coming up, random facts.
All right. Anyway. That is just minutes away, along with two very mediocre, convoluted intros to this local news.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Troy police have arrested a man on attempted murder charges. Authorities have charged 31-year-old Daryl Gerald Davis on 4 counts of attempted murder and 1 count of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Davis's arrest is in connection to a shooting that occurred on Saturday night in the 400 block of Astor Circle. The Montgomery Police Department is investigating a deadly shooting. That shooting happened just before 8:30 Monday morning in the 3700 block of Seaton Boulevard. One woman was shot. She died at the scene. No arrests have been made
made so far. And Auburn offensive coordinator Mike Bobo is reportedly out after the Tigers only managed to gain 159 yards of total offense in the Iron Bowl. He was brought in by first-year coach Brian Harsin to lead an offense that started strong with back-to-back 60-point games, but the Tigers closed with four straight losses. No word yet on who will call plays in Auburn's bowl game. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up, you've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or MCS Loan.
Make your next move, your best move,
call MCS. MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On November 30th, 1955, the world welcomed little baby Billy Idol.
Congratulations, it's a boy. It's a nice day for a cord cutting.
Billy Idol, a star is born.
And now,
the idle mind is the playground of the devil. Fill yours with random.
Random facts.
Idle as in I-D-O-L, yep. But I-D-I-L-E.
Still, that was a lot to get in before.
There was a lot to get in.
And I didn't random step on anything facts. Either.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
It's that fast tongue, man. It has made me a fortune. What a bunch of crap that was. Anybody know why I said that? Anybody understand?
No.
I don't either. Who's Jay?
Did you know Dr. Charles R. Drew? He was an African-American. He developed improved techniques for blood storage, which saved thousands of Allied forces' lives during World War II. In 1942, he resigned as director of the first American Red Cross blood bank because of their exclusion of African-American blood. Wouldn't take it.
So backwards. Totally backwards, man.
1942, that was going on. Did you know the day before German reunification in 1990, East Germany's international radio station, Radio Berlin International, aired its final broadcast? It ended its English service with the words, "Take care and good luck," followed by the song. What do you think the song they played?
Wet Wedding.
Kind of a drag?
No. They played The End by The Doors.
Oh. No, I was going to guess. Do you remember, I mean, going back to when I was a kid, Radio Free Europe?
Oh, sure.
And I guess that was how they got the word into communist bloc countries behind the Iron Curtain. And they always played the song on Broadway by the Drifters, who are coming to town, right?
I have no idea.
Coasters?
Broadway was the Drifters. Yeah. That was under the... Yeah. Wait. Under the Boardwalk was the Drifters.
You mentioned Radio Free Europe. As a boy, I listened to shortwave radio, The Voice of America, Radio Moscow. Wow. You know, you would get China. You would get all the English broadcasts that were, you know...
I didn't have a shortwave.
Shortwave radio was really, really cool.
Uncle Bill had it. So when we went to his house, I got to check it out, but that was it. Mm-hmm. We were poor.
BBC World Service. Oh, I just loved the top of the hour with the...
You know, that's the thing. My friend Big Lewis Ben is a ham operator, and I just love the fact that he can set up communications virtually anywhere in the world.
Oh yeah. Oh, now they're hitting the satellite. The ham radio operators are hitting the satellite. Yep. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Did you know this guy's first four albums were all self-titled?
First four albums were all self-titled.
Yeah, I guess as a solo artist, because he wasn't always a solo artist. It was Peter Gabriel.
Oh.
Yep.
First four albums are called Peter Gabriel?
They're all called Peter Gabriel.
What if I tell Alexa play Peter Gabriel, album Peter Gabriel, what album will...
I don't know what she would pick. That's a good question. I'm really curious.
That would have been... No, Radio Berlin wouldn't have played Peter Gabriel.
Alexa, play Peter Gabriel. Okay, that, you know why that didn't work too well? Hit the volume off.
Well, if you say play Peter Gabriel, she'll probably just play a playlist of Peter Gabriel
songs.
That's
what it is. You want to say... Play the album, Peter Gabriel. Oh.
And then I don't know what you're going to get.
Let's see. I think I got it on now.
Okay.
You know how soul folks are with that. Yeah. Alexa, please play the Peter Gabriel album.
I don't see an app for that. You'll need to download one.
She's not a fan.
Now back to random facts.
I noticed she called her Alexa when that was clearly Siri that you were talking to.
I called her Alexa.
Yeah, you did.
Mm. I don't even know who's on my phone.
You got to keep track of your women.
Better get me tested. Better get me tested. Well, yeah, that's the other thing. There's so many.
Omicron.
Did you know the practice of playing music to people who were on hold when you would call?
Oh, yeah.
Was created by a factory owner who discovered that a loose wire in his factory's phone lines made the building a giant receiver. So the broadcast from a close-by radio station was transmitted through the wire and would play whenever callers were put on hold.
Ah.
Wow.
And it took off from there.
But it is now quite a business, isn't it? Greg, you did some of that, the on-hold.
Yeah, my friend Kathleen, actually, they went to... you talk about... This is a great story. I'll tell it quickly. She and her business partner... They were living on a Shell credit card, right?
Yeah.
But they have this idea for on-hold messaging. He gets his foot in the door at AT&T for a meeting and walks out, and he kept a copy of this check out for you to see. Walked out of that meeting with a check for $175,000, and they became the exclusive vendor for all of AT&T's accounts, and then they sold privately on the side. And it was a multi-million dollar business. That's America right there, huh?
This is not related, but is Muzak still in business?
I don't know.
I haven't been in any elevators lately. We don't have too many here.
It used to be called Elevator Music.
Yeah.
Muzak. Wow.
Let's see. It still seems like they may be in business. Background music played in retail. The name has been in use since 1934. Westinghouse bought the company in 1981. And then they sold it to the Fields Company of Chicago.
Huh.
These are the publishers of the Chicago Sun-Times. They owned it as of 1986.
Hey, scroll up just a bit there. Looks like you got a card.
Yeah, I did from... Yeah.
And it might have been from...
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Back to you, Jay.
That's what happens when you have when you're sharing a monitor here.
You know what? We don't really need that anymore. I want that out. I have no privacy. We don't need it. Who why do we need it? And now my wife's yelling at me, you said Alexa. Okay.
Did you know the Guinness Book of World Records is in the Guinness Book of World Records for becoming the fastest and biggest selling book of all time?
How about that? Why was that so fascinating, all these records, you know, to read it?
I have no idea.
I remember looking at the first one.
I remember in
it got so ridiculous
in school and not even high school. It go even further back, like elementary school or whatever. It was always fun to see. Oh, Guinness Book of World Records. Let me look through that. That's neat. You've got one of those, just so you could look through it. But yeah,
I was briefly in it, and it had to do with water slides, and it was a radio station promotion.
I remember you talking about that actually. Yeah. I want to say. Jeff Blake got into there for a little bit as well for something that he was a part of. Not him individually, but him as a group of people got in for something. And then their record got broken by somebody else, so then they got out. Whatever it was, I can't remember. Did you know the Canadian Football League had franchises in the United States from 1993 to 1995? Not very long.
Right.
They were located in Baltimore, Las Vegas, Sacramento, San Antonio, Shreveport, Memphis, and Birmingham.
I remember the Birmingham.
You remember? That's the one I remembered too, was that Birmingham had a Canadian Football League up there. Yeah.
How about the USFL? Remember that? They had a team in Birmingham, too.
They did.
Howard Schnellenberger left the Hurricanes to coach it for a million
bucks. Was Donald Trump involved in the USFL?
I think he was, yeah.
I believe he was, yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we will talk to you about Roadrunners. The actual, you know, the Roadrunners. We'll give you a baseball random fact there.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about two John Candy random facts for you. And we'll talk about the police. And you might want to pull it up. You might want to pull up Roxanne by the Police on YouTube whenever we get to that part.
But I already have this unused.
You make the coffee, I'll make the
beer. So you want me to dump that and put Roxanne in there?
By all means.
Please.
All right. Hey, today is Tuesday, so that means it's last day for this week's specials at Food Outlet, all three locations. Values like Coca-Cola products, 12-pack cans, all brands of Coke, $3.34 each, so 3 for $10. I bought a pack of 3 ribeyes. They're beautiful, and I got that for under $10. They're $7.88 a pound. Bluebell ice cream, $4.35 for the full real half gallon. All craft dressings, $1.97 for the large bottle. And Boston Butts, $1.25 a pound. So that's by the way, Raisin Bran, family size box, 2 for $7. It's your inflation, deflation, grocery nation. Cost plus 10% pricing, plus these specials and more every week at Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street west of 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning in the Beanie Weenie aisle.
Beanie Weenie.
On Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique. Food Outlet.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Our minor accidents from earlier this morning all being taken care of at the moment. And about to be clear, we've got a little bit of congestion on East Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Still a lot of incoming traffic on Highway 231, Troy Highway, and I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. But we've got it all clear going right now. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Registration for spring underway at Trenum State with classes starting January 10th. For financial aid, you need to start now. Call Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, live in concert in Chicago. 25, 4, 6, 2, 4. A legendary career spanning 6 decades and numerous gold and platinum albums, Chicago comes to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center live Saturday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss Chicago live at the MPAC May 21st.
Does everybody really know what time it is?
Tickets on sale now. Get yours at the MPAC box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago.
I do believe I'm feeling stronger every day.
It's Chicago.
Chicago, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Saturday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss it.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branko with Chappie's Deli. It's that time of year again. We start with grilled sliced turkey on a grilled hoagie and then add shredded lettuce
and cranberry sauce and dressing. It must be time for the Chappie's Deli Thanksgiving dinner sandwich.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's November 30th, the greatest day ever. On the 30th of November, 2004, after winning 74 straight games and more than $2.5 million, Jeopardy contestant Ken Jennings' streak comes to an end.
Ooh, form of a question, please.
What is Ken Jennings' streak comes to an end?
Correct.
Have a great November 30th, the greatest day ever. And now,
you can win the Food Outlet gift certificate after
random facts.
And he still got it in, even with a chuckle.
Yeah.
I amused myself. Pardon me. It's
topical.
Let's move it along.
Did you know roadrunners run up to 15 miles per hour, but they can have sprints that go up to 26 miles per hour?
And they're usually traveling that speed when they run into the fake cave painted into the side of a mountain.
Yeah, or are on their way to Acme to pick up another package.
Another anvil.
Acme.
We should make up a fake commercial for them. I'm Greg Vidal for Acme.
Whenever they reach that speed up to 26 miles per hour, they become the fastest. It becomes the fastest running speed for any bird that can also fly.
Oh, okay.
So there are birds that exist that probably go faster, but they just can't fly. Roadrunners can. While running, roadrunners use their long tails for steering, balancing, and braking.
Good one. Good one.
Did you know? I can't remember what year this was. Oh, I say I can't remember. I don't remember it at all, but it was, I don't know, 80s or 90s, I think. After being ejected from a game, the manager of this team somehow...
Is this Bobby Valentine?
It is. I don't know how.
Oh, it's so funny.
But he found a fake mustache and some glasses, and he came back onto the field.
Yes.
He came back into the dugout. He was ejected, but somehow thought, well, I'll wear this disguise.
Yeah. Nobody will notice.
Found him right away in the dugout.
The announcers found him, and then MLB noticed it and fined him for it as well. Yeah.
He was a character.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. How many times was he hired and fired by Steinbrenner?
Oh, that's Billy Martin.
Oh, Billy Martin.
Yeah, this was the Mets. Yeah.
Bobby Valentine, though, was hired and fired several times.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
What year was that? Do you know? Around?
I'm guessing that was in the 1900s, 80s. Somewhere around that.
1900s is a good estimate there.
It was somewhere in the
1900s. 1990s.
It was last century.
Yeah.
Did you know The original John Hughes cut of Plane, Trains, and Automobiles, which is, is a Thanksgiving movie, by the way.
Is hilarious.
It is fantastic. But the original cut, and I if it exists somewhere, I wish they could dig it up. It's 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
And the reason it is because there was so much improv between Steve Martin and John Candy that that's why it is so long, the original cut of it is.
Huh.
It says that that cut is probably lost forever, however.
Oh, that's
so
too bad.
What's the line about the... That's
the pillows?
That is not a pillow.
Yeah. Got my hand between two pillows. Those aren't pillows. And then they get up.
That's
How about them Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said a Bears game the other night? Yeah.
My favorite single moment in that movie, though, is when they're driving on the wrong side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Martin looks at John Candy, and for one instant, he's Satan. He's got horns and all that. I don't know who came up with that idea, but that was a brilliant touch to that scene.
Whose movie is that?
John Hughes, isn't it?
Is it a John Hughes?
It's John Hughes, yeah.
Oh,
it is
right?
John Hughes on that one.
Who's the genius?
Yeah. Staying with John Candy here, I want to see if you can guess the movie. Massively successful film. Candy did his part as a favor to the director, and it is his lowest-paying role that he has ever done.
The First Vacation.
No. He got paid $414 for this role.
Wow.
Which was probably below scale, even, if I remember. But yeah, it was a very small part in a very successful film.
I don't even have a bluff answer. I don't know.
I thought I had it.
You know it. I know you know it.
Airplane? No, he's not in that.
No. In fact, the your phone keeps doing that. It keeps not having to stand up. The Kyle Rittenhouse thing in Kenosha was mentioned in this film because he was a part of the group. He was part of a group.
I have no idea.
The Kenosha Kickers or something like that. I can't remember what they were.
Hit me.
Because I think they were a polka band.
Oh, Home Alone.
Yeah, that's the one.
He only made $414 for that?
He did that as a favor.
Wow.
And only got $414 out of that.
Oh.
Yeah, they were the Kenosha Kickers or something. I can't remember what they were.
Yeah, they were an accordion group in the truck.
Oh, yeah, she's riding. Mom's riding with the... Yeah, man. Oh my God!
There's a fantastic scene in there where John talks about his kid leaving his kid behind because he's talking to the mom, and that whole story that he tells is completely. Of course, he's talking to they were SCTV guys, right?
Right.
John
they had worked together.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Hadn't you used it as a random fact before because he only had so many hours that they had to shoot it?
Maybe, but not his pay. I didn't know he got paid that little bit.
There was a very short time window where they had to get that scene shot.
Yeah. Considering that franchise, that movie went on to make $500 million.
Oh, yeah.
And he still only got less than $500.
That's amazing.
They should have done something just out of...
Right.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, if you go back and watch that movie, that part, they're on the truck, and he starts talking about his kid, and they left the kid at the funeral home. that whole story is improvised right there on the spot.
Wow.
And you can watch, what is her name? Catherine
O'Hara.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She kind of looks down because she doesn't want to break face.
Have you seen her in the Kevin commercials with Kevin Hart?
Oh, yeah. They've revived that.
Yeah.
Of course, they did it a couple of years ago with Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, for Google, I think. Yeah, yeah. And finally, did you know during the first 10 seconds of Roxanne by the Police, you can hear a piano chord followed by Sting laughing? Do you have it pulled up?
Yes.
Go ahead and play. That was it. I heard it.
Yeah, I heard it.
And then I heard the laugh. Yeah. I heard it very faint in the background.
And they didn't do another take?
No, no, no. He accidentally sat on some piano keys and decided to leave it in the mix. He is credited in the liner notes as playing butt piano.
That's funny.
Those.
I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine.
Oops, I left my YouTube channel open again.
Those are all of your random facts.
Okay, right. They're going to get together, come up with a pop quiz question, win 10 bucks of free shopping at Food Outlet. In the meantime, when you are ready for roof replacement, man, they've done a bunch in my neighborhood over the spring and summer, and they do an amazing job. Yeah, they've been doing it for 80 years, so they can do it better than anybody else, too, and that's Jones Brothers. But not every time there's a leak, it means you got to have a roof replacement. Your roof should last well past 30 years. Most of the time, things like that are your house settling in a small crack and a high wind and a heavy rain. And they come in, trace the source of the leak, reseal it so it don't happen again, and then you move on with your life for far less money than you thought. But when you are ready for a new roof, call them. Visit jbroof.com because they do many other services that will make your home better and more energy efficient, like energy efficient windows and doors. We've used them for that. And Jones Brothers can also do siding. And a lot of people are, siding is becoming hot again because, again, it's very energy efficient in the summer and winter.
Did you have siding at your house? I did in Ohio.
I did in Chicago, yeah. Yeah. So they can help you a number of different ways. 800-264-8009, but it's all on display for you at jbroof.com. Jones Brothers Roof. All right, we are ready, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about this artist who, well, his first four solo albums were all self-titled. Who are we talking about?
272-9228. This is a gimme. 272-9228.
Tony DeFranco.
He had four albums.
Yeah, that would be a a shocking random fact.
That's a Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, right.
Yes, for a person with no apparent talent. 272-9228. Stick around for a follow-up. Get a double qualification for the grand prize drawing on Friday. We're waiting for you right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge, and knowledge means the Herb Shop. Let the experts at the Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
On a very chilly morning, things are going to warm up quickly. In fact, on this last day of November, we're going to get into the upper 60s. The normal high is 66, so that's going to be a nice recovery. Yesterday's high was 61. So tonight, clear and not quite as cold. We got the freezing this morning, but the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 41. Tomorrow and Thursday, welcome to December, with high temperatures in the low 70s on Wednesday, mid-70s on Thursday. The warming trend continues with lots of sunshine. Friday's high is 75, still dry, still a good bit of sun, and then maybe some showers by late Sunday or Sunday night. Right now this morning, still chilly. It's 33, clear skies, 747.
All right, Anthony wants crack at the pop quiz question. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Greg.
What do you think? Can you name that artist whose first four albums were self-titled?
What do you think? You there? Hello?
Yeah, Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel is correct.
That's correct.
All right, man, you have a $10 head start on your next visit to Food Outlet. Hang on, Jay's going to talk to you. And before we get to animal stories coming up, here's Rich.
Well, I want to talk to you about a sponsor that I'm very qualified to talk about. Mm. That would be Montgomery Paint and Body. You see, over 30 years ago, I started bringing my car to Montgomery Paint and Body, and the Turner family has taken good care of me for over three decades. Well, just last year, we had a banner year here at Blue Water Broadcasting with needing Montgomery Paint and Body a number of times. Look, we hope you don't need them today or anytime soon, but when you do, keep in mind they're dedicated. Their attention to detail is absolutely amazing. They're meticulous. Donnie and Brandon Turner and the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body are ready to serve you. And they've been in the business for over four decades because they're doing things right. There are no shortcuts. And a lot of paint and body concerns around the country do some shortcuts. Well, that doesn't, we don't need, really need to fix that. You can't see that. It's not that way at Montgomery Paint and Body. The phone number's easy, 27REC with a W. Tell your insurance agent that you prefer to have your car fixed there because that is your choice. And boy, oh boy, when you get the phone call that your car is ready, it's an amazing feeling because I always have this big old grin on my face because it looks like it just came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body recommends that you call them first before coming out and tell them about your damage, and then they'll be ready for you when you show up at their location off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new. Take it from me, and maybe better.
You know, Rosie had to go to MPB, and she was so happy after the result they delivered. You know what song she got?
Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost time. Now you be careful.
All right, I was hoping it'd be closer to the happiest girl in Hoshea, but it's not. But we got the rest of the show to get there.
That was the last song played by Radio Berlin.
That was a random facts, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
All right, we got traffic, local news, and then we're coming back with today's animal stories.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, we are busy right now. Troy Highway inbound, congested there, as well as Taylor Road from Vaughan to I-85. Got a good bit of traffic inbound from Wetumpka on 231. That's got Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive busy. I-65 at 85, slow traffic, 65 southbound Northern Boulevard across the Alabama River Bridge. And we are beginning to bunch up a bit on 85 southbound into Montgomery. Buckle up, keep it here, and we will keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The Montgomery Police Department is investigating a deadly shooting that happened just before 8:30 Monday morning in the 3700 block of Seton Boulevard. One woman was shot. She died at the scene. No arrests have been made so far. Troy police have arrested a man on attempted murder charges. Authorities have charged 31-year-old Daryl Gerald Davis on four counts of attempted murder and one count of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Davis's arrest is in connection to a shooting that occurred on Saturday night in the 400 block of Astor Circle. And Auburn offensive coordinator Mike Bobo is reportedly out after the Tigers only managed to gain 159 yards of total offense in the Iron Bowl. He was brought in by first-year coach Brian Harsin to lead an offense that started strong with back-to-back 60-point games, but the Tigers closed with four straight losses. No word yet on who will call players for Auburn's bowl game. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Before buttons, things were much harder, like starting an outboard motor.
Come on.
Or even treating sleep apnea. If you've tried CPAP but struggle to get a good night's sleep, relief can be as easy as a button with Inspire.
Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside your body with just the click of a remote. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Christmas at the Kickback Ranch, December the 11th, gates open at 12 noon. There's a gift shop, vendors, a food truck, and hot cocoa. 4 o'clock, Santa arrives, and the festivities begin with music, lights, snow, and much, much more. On Sunday, December the 12th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's PJs and pancakes with Santa and the gang. Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. It's a short drive down 331 South from Montgomery, December the 11th and 12th. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. Chase. Time for today's animal story. These creature features are true tales from the wild kingdom that pun was intended and Wolfman to the vocal. Way off.
No, it's not your fault. It's the Wolfman's fault.
Anyway.
He should be fired.
Here's a really weird animal story. Check this out. An owl paid a visit to a teacher's classroom, and guess what state?
Who?
Floor.
See what he did? His owls, they all say,
yeah, that was good.
He is fast on his seat.
Florida.
Went to a Florida elementary school, and what makes the story interesting is the school's mascot is also an owl.
Oh.
In Plantation. At a school I used to speak at from time to time.
Oh,
Central
really?
Park Elementary, yeah. That's what got my attention. The bird came in the room, explored, landed, didn't intimidate or menace anybody. And eventually, they just left the classroom building. Owl found his way out. That's a good guess. How about this story about Teddy? He's an adorable... What am I thinking of here? He is...
Adorable.
He is a polydactyl cat. Who can tell me what a polydactyl cat is?
That's a good question.
It sounds
polydactyl cat?
That sounds like a prehistoric kind of cat. You know what I mean?
Well, you're thinking of pterodactyl.
Yeah.
A polydactyl cat has extra toes.
Oh.
Hmm.
And in this case, Teddy, the adorable polydactyl cat, has extra toes that make him look like he has human hands wearing mittens.
Oh.
Isn't that a cute story?
Yeah. I've never heard of that breed.
Want to know why ducklings swim behind their mother in a row?
No.
You know, I never say no when you offer the forecast.
Okay.
You want to hear about next week's weather? Sure.
I would love to know why they're swimming behind their mommy.
Well, I don't know if I want to say anymore.
I'm not interested. Come on.
Do you subscribe to the Journal of Fluid Mechanics?
It just ran out last month.
Oh. Anyway, they figured out that it saves the ducklings energy because they can follow the... Youngsters save energy when swimming behind a leader. Using computer simulations of waterfowl waves, naval architect Jim Young, I don't know, how do you pronounce this guy's last name? Calculated that a duckling cruising in just the right spot behind his mother gets a boost.
Oh, so it rides the wake?
Yes.
If you will?
If you will, yes. Those are your animal stories. Tomorrow, you can find out all about the butterfly apocalypse. Yep. We're a news station. We got to get people excited about teasing, you know, the stories we tease and stuff. We're almost at 8 o'clock, a fresh edition of SRN News. Put some lots of stuff on Facebook this morning for your amusement. The Labrador video is really, if you need something to boost your spirits, check that out. Our most electrifying story today, the one